This flagrant display of insubordination would normally meet with the standard company policy, the yellow-scaled Commissioner Sarsuk said, his sharp teeth flashing with each word as though he were baring them on purpose. But I feel it necessary to lay out the precise depth of your violations. From the moment of your births, you are indebted to us. The company provides you your living space, with plenty of room to grow food, power for your little toys, and a simple method for recycling your waste so you don't continue to wallow in your own filth. The moment the broadcast had begun, Captain Atari of the White Flower 2 had been sitting sunken in his rarely used office adjoined to the bridge. Tall and broad-shouldered for a Juru, he normally towered over the other Juru under his command, but at that moment, seeing Sarsuk's smug face on the small screen in front of him, he might as well have been a dust mite. His near-black fur stood on end. He'd been expecting this transmission for a long time. His mate, Commander Jukari, had been sitting across from him as they both worked on dry ship business together. They'd been fudging manifest numbers again, quietly shunting company materials to clandestine projects they'd worked on for decades. On hearing Sarsuk's voice, Jukari stood and hurried around the desk to watch the cocoon's face on screen. She wrapped her arms protectively across her broad-shouldered mate. The air turned heavy from their fear musk. Her long, thick tail had curled around his leg and his around hers. Sarsuk inhaled sharply, as if to think about his words, even though he clearly scripted this out hours beforehand. I've made this exact speech far too many times before. None of you were alive when I originally took the post as your commissioner, and so I must make this speech again, and again, and again. His tone grew angrier with each repetition. And again, and again, and again. He stopped himself, as if to restrain a tremendous outburst of anger. Even half a galaxy away, with his face projected onto the display screens throughout the White Flower too, Sarsuk, much like every cocoon, was huge. Sarsuk himself over 5 times the height of any Juru, and that was only the vertical. Cocoon, being quadrupeds, had horizontal length to contend with as well, adding to how massive they could appear sitting upright on their haunches. But the Juru were used to Sarsuk's size. No, he terrified the Juru because he could crush them all at a whim. It would, in the end, only require a few minutes of paperwork on his part. Sarsuk continued after his pause. And just when I think maybe this time it has sunk into your tiny primitive brains that you could stand to be genuinely grateful, it comes to my attention you have violated that trust. We allow you pursuits in the sciences to sate your ravenous curiosity and keep those primitive brains as sharp as is necessary for the complex responsibilities entailed in your jobs. And what do I find you doing? Perverting that responsibility by outright hijacking Trinity power to steal the home that the company so graciously provides. Atari wasn't certain what Sarsuk was on about. Had he discovered the real drive behind the Trinity research project? Atari clutched his chest in a panic. Had someone told Sarsuk about the exit plan?